Hello and welcome to Teacher Talks, the podcast where I, Richard Kurtz, reconnect with my former high school science students to uncover the journeys that they've embarked on since graduating from high school. I'm a semi-retired New York public high school science teacher. During the 34 years that I taught in the classroom, I encountered the challenges and the bliss of working with young people. I've always been curious about what happened to my former students, and I have questions. How did their early educational experience affect their lives? What are they doing now, and what can educators, parents, and current students learn from the retrospective views and current life of former high school science students? I have tracked down many of my former students for my podcast to get answers to my questions. Join me, Mr. Kurtz, as my former students teach the teacher. Hello, everyone. This is Teacher Talks, and I'm really excited today. Very, very excited because I get to talk to one of my favorite students, Anna. Anna graduated from Manhattan Hunter High School, Science High School in 2021. I think she's different than any other student that I've interviewed or probably will interview. Is that right, Anna?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, because Anna was not my... Well, I consider her my student, but she wasn't my student sort of in the official sort of way. How did I meet her? What happened was I worked for a group called the National Science and Math Initiative. And what happens was I was mentoring through that program one of her teachers who was teaching AP Biology for the first time. So I would go into the school a few times a year and help that teacher, work with that teacher, and present things to the classroom. And so what happened was I went there and it was fun and I really enjoyed going to the Manhattan Hunter Science High School, but I just noticed this one kid, and that was Anna. And she kind of stood out to me and I said, whoa, this kid's special. Like, she was asking great questions. She was serious about her work. You know, she really was focused on what was going on in the classroom and really like soaking up stuff like a sponge. So we got to talk to each other and I said, hey, Anna, you know, I think you're really special. And I know that there are opportunities for students to do extra stuff in the summer, maybe get an internship in a lab and so on. And I suggested that she apply to a program through the National Institute of Health to work in a research lab in a university in New York City. And lo and behold, she took me up on it. And that doesn't always happen, really. So let's start there. Let's talk about that experience that you had. I think it was going into your senior year from your junior year. Tell me about that experience and how that came about and what you had to do to get that opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. I did get a chance to work under one of the NIH programs. But I don't know if you remember, but that year, like, it was COVID. When I got the news, like, it was March, and it was like, you know, the COVID breakout had just started. And so, like, they delayed this opportunity until, like, the next summer. And so that was kind of like a bummer because, like, technically during high school, I never got to do research in a research lab setting. But I remember you, like, were very motivating when it came to, like try to do research in another way. I think it was the Toshiba Explorer Vision.
Yes, we took on that project because I think COVID really made me so angry because I really said, she can't do that. So we came up with that idea of taking a group of your fellow students and doing this great program called the Toshiba Explorer Vision. And that's a great program. And tell us a little bit about that project.
I think this project was kind of perfect for me to, like, work from home because, you know, like I said, it was COVID and, like, just being on Zoom with my teammates, meeting through Zoom and just getting our work done. We came up with this idea of, like, creating a vaccine cooler. I mean, there's existing ones, but like the goal of this science competition is to like envision a future for this technology. And so, like, we had to come up with like a lot of like we had to come up with like a model, like draw something about the technology and come and like write this research paper about like how we envision this technology like progressing in 10 years. And at the same time, we got to interact with like researchers within like the field of like thermodynamics, so, like, you know, learn how like the thermal stuff like works. And I think this sort of aspect of science, you know, of it being very collaborative, is just something that kind of like made me interested in research as a potential career in the future. And I think it's one of the main reasons why I after college, I think it's something I will pursue.
You know, it's interesting because I think for you, I just have a feeling that was a pivotal event for you in your life. Because you became the leader of that group, right? You had to light a fire under those your teammates who maybe were not as motivated, or they were motivated but not as on time with stuff as you. But that you did really well. I think you were a sort of like a sort of a. A semi-finalist or something like that. It was really a wonderful project. I had so much fun working with you guys. And I guess I knew that you were special, and had that kind of knack for learning and thinking. I remember how you improved your writing. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'd say I think I'm not the best writer. Even now, like I think like writing is something that I just find a little challenging, especially like, you know, when you start writing something like now, like I have some experience writing stuff for like applying to fellowships and stuff. But when I started writing, like it was like writing under a science context. I think that's very difficult to do when like I myself like never had like that sort of experience. And you know, just like taking these last few years, you know, just writing personal statements, and I feel like I sort of get to refine my writing skills
But you
in that
know that, like
context.
anybody listening to this, like a high school student or a college student, you know that writing is like so important.
Yeah, writing is definitely so important. I think when it comes to writing your personal statement for a college application, it's one of the most important things. One of the most important ways to like distinguish yourself from like other like applicants, like the way you tell your story and stuff. I think I didn't like writing, but now I feel like it's a very important skill you need, not just for like your career, but like just in general to tell a story. And I've worked with different organizations, like I don't know if you heard of this organization. It's called Matriculate. It helps low income or like first generation students apply to colleges. And then
I know that you're like I know that you're a first generation college student, right? Can you tell us a little bit about your story? Because I know it's unique, and you know, from where you came from and your family and where you're at now. So just a tiny little bit of your story. That would be really interesting, I think, for people.
yeah, for sure. I wouldn't say my story is unique. There's a lot of first generation students, and I think, you know, just the biggest factor in our stories is that we all just come from like families who whose families have never experienced you know, college. And just I think even despite like not having that, like yes, like navigating college and stuff like will be a little bit challenging in terms of like getting advice for like, oh, what to do in certain contexts. Just like if you're struggling with a class, you're like, you know, like even the smallest thing. But I feel like despite that, it's just like being first gen, it's just you know, just trying to like figure out things on your own. And just like, I don't know, I feel like the biggest thing for me is just having this mindset that I have nothing to lose in every context, whether I'm taking on like a new opportunity in, you know, like with an extracurricular like research. I think my biggest goal has always been like trying to do my best with what I have and stuff.
Yeah, because I remember like you talking about, you know, it was hard for you in high school because you had so many other obligations, right? I think you said you're taking care of your siblings because your parents are working a lot. So you had all that added on, you know. How did you overcome that? Like other students don't always do that or can overcome that. What was it that made you overcome some of the obstacles you had early on?
I think I just had like a lot of energy. When I was a high school student, I don't think I could do it again in college. It was definitely like a lot of my pay, like you said, just like it, having to, you know, rush home from high school just to like take care of like my little siblings. My father was like always working, but like my mom, like it's not that like she was always working too. It's just that like, you know, she had some health complications, and just like trying to like be there for my family was like one of my main priorities in high school. And so, you know, like I didn't have like a lot of time to like focus on extracurriculars, like my classmates and stuff. But, you know, like I did take on like, you know, like learning the violin, and academics were always like my biggest motivator. Like I loved learning. Like I think I think in the future, like I'll always like want to be learning and stuff. So I don't know. School was like a safe and fun place for me. So
yes,
I think that just gave me the energy to continue.
Yep. So when you graduated, okay, so you graduated in 2021, and you went to and got into Columbia University, and I know there's something called QuestBridge that's associated with that acceptance. Can you tell us what QuestBridge is?
QuestBridge is a sort of like a scholarship, but mostly it's a different college application platform through which you can apply to some of the nation's top colleges. It has like a range of like liberal arts schools and like top research schools. And basically the unique thing about this program is that you can apply to up to 12 universities early decision, meaning that like you submit, like it's sort of the same components as the college application platform. Like you submit a personal statement, like a list of your extracurriculars, letters of rec and stuff. But like a distinguishing feature is that a lot of colleges do select from QuestBridge applicants. Like they have a sort of like quota that they choose from QuestBridge, and it's basically like sort of like an honor to be selected as a QuestBridge scholar and get this get the acceptance from the college, because it sort of like highlights that like, you know, you were a really hardworking student despite like challenging circumstances during your high school career.
So you're now at Columbia University. And what are you studying there?
At Columbia, I'm studying neuroscience and behavior. That's my that's the major I've declared last year. And throughout these past 4 years, Columbia has a very extensive thing called the Common Core. So I haven't really gone to explore a lot of like the neuroscience classes, but I think I can say like I've had a broad engagement with like different areas, like the humanities and the sciences.
So you'll be so you're going into your, well, after this year you'll be in your final year at Columbia, fourth year, right?
Yes, my fourth and final year.
Wow. So tell us some of the highlights of your experience so far at Columbia University.
I think some of the highlights have definitely been like the people there, like getting to like to meet all the professors for my classes. I think everyone has been very like wonderful. Because when I was in high school, I never went to office hours, like, but now that I find myself having like a lot more time to just engage in clubs and extracurriculars and classes, and I like I really love learning and just being in that kind of like epicenter of like education and like the city. It's just been very
Have you
fun.
been have you been doing have you been doing any of your own research at the school?
Yes, I over the past 3 years I've been in two different labs. One of them focuses on like the on like the on like neuro like both of them focus on neurodegenerative diseases, but one has like a more clinical approach to like researching neurodegenerative diseases, such as like looking at like how like a bilingualism affects like cognitive outcomes and stuff. And the lab I'm in now, we look at like neurodegeneration in a biology context. So like looking at different protein markers and stuff, and like how different cellular pathways can help like mitigate like neurodegenerative disease markers,
I know
to,
that
like with variation.
you presented a paper somewhere, right?
Yes, I've actually had the opportunity to present an abstract and a poster in like two different science.
Oh, that must have been exciting.
Yeah, that
That
was
was
very
it.
exciting.
Yeah, I bet you were nervous. I could just see you were nervous. Did it go well?
It went really well. I think something really valuable from these conferences is that like when you present, like you're not just presenting to like your peers who are also in the program, but like to actual scientists who like are interested in your work, and then like they give you like a lot of like advice about like, like I really liked how you presented this, and like they give you like a lot of feedback on like how you presented your project, but also on like they make you question like what you're actually like learning and like investigating in the lab, and like I think one of the scientists there asked me something about like a different cellular pathway that I had no idea about, and it just got me thinking more about like what I'm doing in a larger context, I guess.
Okay, so can you please tell me about the Jack Kent Cook Scholarship? Because that sounded really interesting, and I also remember writing a recommendation for you.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I applied to it, and I ended up getting it. And I think I learned about this scholarship actually from you. I think you forwarded it to me, and I was like, oh, I'll just apply to it because it sounds like really interesting. And yeah, I think so this is a scholarship you apply to in your senior year when you're applying to colleges.
Senior
And
year of
it's
high school, right? Yeah.
Yeah, your senior year of high school, and they award you for like 4 years, on the condition that like your GPA stays on par with like, with what they have listed there. So basically, I think the Jack K. Cook has been like one of the most like supportive aspects of like being in college, because they really like pay like they pay like the offset of like what you'd have to pay per point for attending one of these schools, and also like they have a huge network of like scholars who've already graduated from different colleges around the nation. So like if you're looking for a job, then like and if you're looking for a job in like different areas, they can connect you with a scholar, and like you can basically like meet up with them and like figure something out.
So it helps you with your networking and your future, right? And speaking
Yeah,
of future, I
it
really want to know
does.
what you like, where do you see yourself doing? What do you envision yourself doing? And like, you have another year of college, but of undergrad, what do you want to do? What do you think?
So when I was in high school, like the biggest career thing for me was becoming a physician, and I think till this day that still is one of my primary goals. But just like having the opportunity to work in a wet lab, I really love being there every day. I try to go like I'll like During the week, I try to go like whenever I'm free. And I don't know. I think just research has. I really love the impact that research can have like on patients on a wider scale level than if you were just to treat them, you know, as a physician. So I think for my future, what I envision for myself is becoming a physician scientist.
Yeah, I know that they have that program because I was talking to one of my other students on teacher talks about called an MD-PhD program. I guess that's like combining them. Have you ever thought of that possibility?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm interested in pursuing, an MD PhD, because I'm sure like you've heard like a lot of physicians can do research without acquiring the PhD, but I just think that like for like a bit like in order to you know excel in basic science, because the research I'm interested in is more like basic science as opposed to like clinical research, so I just feel like to you know excel in like basic science is like you have to like dedicate the time like an effort to like learn all these different skills in the lab. Yeah, and it would be really difficult for me to pick it up like once I'm a physician, you know, in just like 2 years. But
Sure.
really, yeah, I think that a
Sure.
program is very appealing to me.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. I just like I'm so proud of you, and I'm just really happy for all your success. And I know it's not easy. I mean, you never told me us all the hardship because I know like being at that level of academic excellence and taking courses that are quite difficult, that must be hard. It must be take a lot of work and time. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. But I've received like no, not received like I've had to like look for the support. So like, you know, I think one of the biggest things you can do for yourself is just advocate whenever you need help. And, you know, like there'll always be like different forms of support that your school can provide. So just like tutoring, like you can always go to office hours. And so
I
just
bet
like
you,
try.
I bet you you're there a lot. Like, I mean, and I'm saying that in the positive sense. Like, you know, people are there to help you if you reach out. I always think that a lot of times students don't do that. Either they're lazy or they're embarrassed or they see it as a weakness, you know. But I know that you've learned through your experiences in life that getting help is definitely not a weakness. It's something that's really important, and it helps a lot. So I just want to thank you. I hope people who are listening to this have the idea of how much can be accomplished if you put your mind to it, and that there are like opportunities available for students who really want to go after it. You know, you just have to do a lot of work and you have to do a lot of like looking. Is that true?
Yeah, that's definitely true. But like I say, like you always, well, you never have nothing to lose with trying. And I think that's something that like I've learned through you actually. Like you all, whenever like I applied to something in high school, you were just always like, oh, just apply. Like you know, you don't know. Like give it a positive mindset. And thank you for that.
Right, because sometimes you're not going to get it, and that's okay too, because there's lots of other great people, but you'll not get it. There's 100% sure you will not get it if you don't apply, right? So, yeah, no. Could you give, if I'm, a, let's say you talk to a student, let's say a New York City school student or a student anywhere who's listening to teacher talks, and they say, you know, what kind of advice would you give someone who's just thinking about careers or college and going out there? Just from your perspective so far, I know it's not like expansive yet, but you've been there recently. What would you tell them?
I definitely say to, you know, always like, I think this is something that a dean in my college emphasized commencement.
Commencement? Yeah.
In his commencement speech. So just to have like a beginner's mindset, obviously when you go into a new like extracurricular, a new you know, that the process of applying to college, you don't go in it like knowing what to expect, but you know, have a beginner's mindset, like try to do the best you can in everything that you do, like whether it just be a club, you know, like a sport, research, like you know, anything that you do, a class, just trying to do your best in those and focus on what you're passionate about. I think that will keep you motivated in the long run, and you know, like help you push through any challenge.
Thank you so much for that. That's great. So the great thing about it is I'm going to be able to watch your career as it unfolds, because I'm always going to bug you and send emails out to find out what's going on. I want to know what's happening. So I'm really excited to see for you for the, see what happens in the future. And I'm sure it's going to be, it's going to go in a good way. But of course, we know there'll be bumps and tough things to do, but you'll overcome them as you have in the past. So Anna, I want to thank you for talking to us, and I hope everything's great. And I know you're resting a little bit. You're on a sort of like a break now, but I hope everything's well with you and goes well. Take care.
Thank you, Mr. Kurtz. Thank you for having me here.